So, as I'm sure you guys know, today is Memorial Day, and I would like to take a moment to honor those brave men and women who have fought for us. And I'd like to talk about veteran mental health. A study from 2022 shows that 38 to 41% of veterans will have serious mental health problems after leaving the military, such as PTSD, very bad depression, suicidal thoughts. Some might try to kill themselves or even become addicted to drugs at later points in time. It's not enough to just pass it and say, thank you for your service. Let's try to put ourselves in their shoes and empathize with them, because they're still going through a battle, even after they've left the war, even after they've left the fight, battlegrounds. When you pass a veteran in the next few days or whenever, so, well, thank you for your service, and hey, how are you doing? How's your day going? Because it was measurable the amount of difference that hearing those words can make in somebody's life. They hear thank you a lot, but they don't ever have anyone ask them how they're doing or how they're feeling. Not very often. I actually knew a guy who was a nurse in the Army, and once he left, he had become heavily addicted to street drugs, and honestly, it was really hard to watch a man like that spiral downhill. But we need to be there for our warriors, they're there for us. We need to be there for our fighters, it's just that they're there for us. So let's honor our veterans, so let's also try to empathize with them and be there for them, guys.